There's been international peer-reviewed scientific evidence that clearly shows that the current standard, which only allows you to test the blocks, not the foundations, is just not fit for purpose. This is deeply worrying for homeowners because they've been through this nightmare once. They cannot go through it again. And indeed, it makes no economic sense to, you know, just remove outer leaves when maybe the entire house needs to be taken down and replaced. So there's all sorts of issues because of the standard being not fit for purpose.
In fairness to Councillor Frank McBrearty and others, they've been saying this for quite a long time. We've now got to the point where it seems everybody accepts this, but the standard hasn't been updated. And you've been very specifically waiting for an adjudication from the NSAI in terms of what the standard should be. It's been promised, it still hasn't come.
No, indeed, and like we have stood with Paul Dunlop, with the scientists who've been looking at this internationally, and it's been very, very clear from the early stages that there has been a real problem. Engineers spoke out, and it then became what started with one or two became almost the entire engineer community saying that we can't work with this, we just don't trust it, we can't in good faith make recommendations. So this is fundamental to the scheme. You have to have remediation options that people can trust based on evidence. You are putting forward billions of taxpayers' money, but more importantly, you're adding unnecessary anguish to homeowners. So we need this urgently sorted out. It's taken far too long, and we need it sorted out as soon as possible.